This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fires more missiles, so the tensions are pretty high around the Korean Peninsula. The big story, though, is Biden and DeSantis. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from San Antonio, Texas. In Fort Myers today, you had the president and the governor of the great state of Florida putting aside politics, the rivalry, I would say, aside for now anyway, and really it was about the people there. As you see the death tolls rising, it was about addressing the people, talking about what aid's available and how in this joint appearance they were working together. And it was pretty cordial and seemed like, yeah, I'm the governor and you're the president and we've banded together and we're making these things happen. And Biden said the cooperation has been extraordinary. He emphasized the ability of Americans across the country to help, and I agree with that. He urged Floridians to return the favor if they get the chance, because, of course, we obviously give, get. I mean, look, we all know those sayings. But, you know, the aftermath of this has just been horrible. And so there shouldn't be animosity, if that's the whole idea. I mean, this is the country's third biggest state. And if they're at odds politically, I get it. But any of that should be put aside. And they did do that because this is a tragedy. So it was focused really on all kinds of things around what surveying the damage and what the major disaster declaration was, and that was of course approved, and really getting a chance to see what people are going through on the ground, and both of them addressed that. And so I'm not surprised that this was that kind of a thing, because it should have been. But of course there was a moment where Joe Biden was caught on a hot mic. I said this before. I mean, he's the president of the United States. And it's like other presidents, because other presidents have been caught in that situation. It's like, I don't understand. I mean, actually, I think every president in the modern times anyway has been caught in one of those kinds of moments. And in his moment, what Biden said was, and again, you can clearly hear it, he used a little salty language, let's say. He was having a chat with the Fort Myers Beach Mayor, Ray Murphy, and he says, "No one effing blanks with a Biden." So there you go, right? And it just was one of those things, like I said. And there was another moment where he was caught on a microphone that was around saying something else. But the hot mic was the big moment, catching the F-bomb while visiting Florida and defending his family name while surveying, you know, all the damage. All in all, however, the key thing here is get the aid to the people they need, help the people, period, and toss everything else aside. Yeah, he needs to learn the lesson of the hot mic, just like anyone in the business does, because there's no reason. It could happen, because it's happened to so many, but there's no reason to get caught in that situation. I mean, look, the death toll is rising. Crews in Florida are going door to door to still search in these decimated neighborhoods, because you're talking about a lot of territory here, so it's not completely one week later done. I mean, that's the only way you can do it. 109 people have been reported killed by the hurricane. 105 of those deaths in Florida, 55 of them in Lee County. So, you know, they're finding most of them drowned. That's what's happened. Not every single one, but whether it's in a home, a car, finding them on the beach, you know, you walk around and you see the ruins, you see the wreckage, you see, as many people that live there say, a friend you haven't seen, you find out they're dead, or you find out they're alive. And this is the process that they have to go through. I mean, 2,300 rescues have been made, 1,000 urban searches and rescue personnel have looked into almost 79,000 structures. He Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, mentioned that during the news conference, and that's good. And they've also set up a one-stop shop in Fort Myers for people that they can go right in, ask questions, whatever, and businesses that have been affected by Hurricane Ian. Because, I mean, what, of course, if anyone in your family died, your neighbors died, whatever, and you've got a flattened house, and you have to be a bundle of nerves, man, woman, I don't care who you are, younger, older, that's a rough row to go through while you're trying to figure out your life, and you're trying to figure out, you know, when can this be inhabitable again? Can I rebuild? You know, all those questions, right? And just the sadness of losing people around you. Most of these homes are unlivable, especially like on Sanibel Island, now cut off from the Florida Peninsula. Ian wiped out a portion of that roadway. We saw it connecting them. Every house has some sort of damage. And there's places that just aren't livable. There's alligators running around. There's snakes all over the place because that's what happened to that island. And even if the roads are cleared, you've got still a place that you cannot be in the middle of. It's just, it's not livable. It's the same kind of thing that's happening at Pine Island, which is the largest barrier island on Florida's Gulf Coast. And it used to be this incredible fishing, kayaking destination, small town feel, that kind of thing. And now it's just cracked roadways, destroyed homes, just carnage, just very, very sad. We've talked about that for this past week since it happened. And you know my story about evacuating and then telling you about some of the people I know that were devastated by Hurricane Ian. So it's a nasty, nasty situation. All right, what's the response going to be? The response to North Korea. How many missiles can they just lob around before something happens? U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned that if North Korea continues down this road of provoking with this ballistic missile launches, like especially the one over Japan on Tuesday, it's only going to increase the condemnation, increase the isolation, increase the steps that are taken in response to their action. North Korea fired a ballistic missile Tuesday that went over Japan. It caused Japan to warn its citizens to take shelter. That's dangerous, it's reckless, it's scary. So that's the big one, doing that. And then, you know, again, setting off more missiles. So, of course, you have South Korea and the United States doing multiple joint exercises in response. That's what you do. But it's not a good thing. We've seen this act before, but it's not comforting to see it. Let's put it that way. And so, of course, what does the U.S. do? They reiterate, they ask North Korea to engage in dialogue instead of continuing to provoke with these actions like the missile launches. Will they listen? Who knows? That's all you can do, and that's what you do. All right, this is pretty interesting. How about Elon Musk, who now is saying if lawsuits are dropped, he will, in fact, buy Twitter? I mean, is this for real? He's saying he will do that $44 billion deal. And we'll see, right? Because Twitter is still such a huge platform. And I think he realizes that maybe, and he realizes the cost of the lawsuit, I guess. So is this going to become a reality, or is this more of that back and forth? All right, stay with us. Some great authors coming up next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Welcome, welcome, sports fans. And even if you're not a sports fan, I hope you'll stick around anyway. We just make that quick trip into the man cave, and it's a big reminder. The NFL week is up, and it finishes with the 49ers beating the Rams. How about that? Really highlight. It was all on the side of everything 49ers. I watched the game and, you know, you knew it. You had Jeff Wilson Jr. who scored on a 32-yard run that gave the Niners their seventh straight regular season win over their in-state rivals. And, you know, the Rams just were tossed about constantly. Matt Stafford was sacked. He was pressured. He really couldn't get anything going offensively. So the Rams now host Dallas on Sunday. The 49ers visit Carolina on Sunday. It's a big win for the 49ers and for Jimmy Garoppolo, who wasn't really supposed to be the quarterback of this team. He was the castaway of the 49ers. Now he's the guy who's leading the team. They're 2-2, as are the Los Angeles Rams. So Garoppolo throws for 239 yards, not sexy, but gets the job done, a touchdown, and he really, I think, held it together and did the things that he needed to do. And the San Francisco defense just slammed Matt Stafford. Oh, it was not pretty. And with interceptions and everything else, it, again, was a very rough one, let's say, and it capped off the week, certainly, in the NFL. Some other winners included the Vikings over the Saints, what's going on with the Saints? They're 1-3. Andy Dalton now quarterbacking, and they couldn't get it done at the end. That was what that tune was all about. They had a chance with a kick, and the kick didn't make it. Boom, bang, off, you know, off twice the uprights and didn't go in when it had a chance to fall in a different direction. That's an unlucky break. The Bills beat the Ravens with a kick in the right direction. The Giants knocked off the Bears. The Falcons beat the Browns in a tight one, 23-20. How about those Eagles, 4-0, the only undefeated team left. Jalen Hurts is really coming into his own. 29-21 over Jacksonville. They had a big lead in the beginning of that game, 14-0 in the first quarter over Philadelphia. The Chargers beat the Texans pretty handily, 34-24. Herbert is the man as the quarterback. Justin Herbert is tremendous, 340 yards passing and a couple of touchdowns. Then the Jets beating the Steelers, 2-2. The Jets are 24-20 over the Steelers. Zach Wilson looking good, 252 yards passing and a touchdown. Seahawks, it's an crazy, insane amount of points. 48-45, they beat the Lions. Do the math on that one. Oh, wow. And this is the Seahawks that are now led by Geno Smith, not Russell Wilson. The Titans, again, Derrick Henry, when he's on, he's on. He motored for a touchdown, 114 yards, 22 carries. 24-17, the final, so the Titans are 2-2. Cowboys beat the Commanders. The big story there is Cooper Rush, third win for him in a row, the backup to Dak Prescott, who stepped in while Dak is injured, so that 25-10 was big at Arlington, or AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, in front of the home crowd. They're 3-1 in the NFC East. How about them Cardinals, all my Arizona listeners, KBOI folks sending me all kinds of emails, really during the game, 26-16, and this was on the road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kyler Murray, 207 yards passing and a couple of touchdowns, looking good. Raiders in their home stadium, knocking off the Broncos, 32-23, so they pick up their first win. Derek Carr, I think, was happy to have that happen, that's for sure. Russell Wilson couldn't get it done in the end, needed a little help from his friends, and they didn't help enough. The Packers, in overtime, knock off the Patriots. A kick is just a kick until you really need it, 27-24. Mason Crosby drilled it in the uprights, which is what they needed. The Chiefs beat the Buccaneers in Tampa, 41-31. So the Chiefs are now 3-1. Pat Mahomes had a great game, almost 250 yards passing and three touchdowns. And of course, things started off with the Bengals earlier in the week, the Bengals beating the Dolphins 27-15. And the big controversy is over Tua Tagovailoa and the protocol for concussions, because just days after he had a concussion, he was back in the game, and it was a horrific sight to see him being taken off the field on a stretcher. He was taken to a hospital, and he did go back with the team and all of that. He's not going to be in the next game, that's for sure. And he was on the ground about six, or he left about, I want to say, with like 6 minutes left in the first half, something like that. But he was down on the field for 7 minutes before he was taken off the field with head and neck injuries. And boy, it is, it's crazy what the reaction to this has been. Crazy good, because it should be that. So the Dolphins are at the Jets on Sunday. He will not be quarterbacking. And the Bengals are at Baltimore. That's where they'll head. So that's the NFL in a nutshell. It's hard to believe that here we were, week 4 going into week 5 already. time flies, doesn't it? And if you go from week to week and you're a fan, you really understand what that means. So how about the Philadelphia Phillies? They are back in the playoffs for the first time in a long time. And they entered Monday two games up on the Brewers with three to play. And ended up winning, and so they now are in the playoffs for the first time. I want to say in, I think it's been 10 years. It's been over 10 years where, you know, we've seen some great celebrations, and there was some big celebrating over that. That's for sure, because here we are. It's all about the hunt for them, for a Red October, but it is about who's left and what happens as we go into these, you know, as we go into these playoffs. And the wild card, I think, has made it very, very, very interesting, needless to say, and we've had some great record-setting things that have happened in, you know, in baseball. It's like Albert Pujols was really fun to watch. He passed Babe Ruth for the second on the all-time RBI list, and he had his career home run of 703. Wow. Is that crazy? What a milestone that is. So he hits it, and he is now, you know, with you think of the RBIs and how much that matters, and people who he's homered off of, 458 different pitchers, 458 different pitchers, which is crazy to think of that. And he's such a good guy, 42 years old, Albert Pujols. When he goes into the Hall of Fame, there's going to be an eruption because he is a very, very popular, I think, very popular person, a very popular player, that's for sure. Tony La Russa said, bye-bye, I'm done, I've got health concerns. So he stepped down as the White Sox manager. He turned 78 this week, and he's been away from the team since August because of these health problems. And he said, I didn't do my job, and I need to step away. His doctors, at the end of August, his doctors told him he had to undergo a procedure to repair his pacemaker, so that was enough for him to know, yeah, I can't do this anymore. It was his second time around with the White Sox, and of course, sadly, it ended in disappointment. That's it for the Man Cave. Hang with us. A couple of great authors coming up next.
To give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A 17-year-old suspected of killing two teenagers in North Carolina was arrested Wednesday and charged with two counts of first-degree murder more than 2 weeks after the victims were found shot dead. The teenager had been on the lam since ATV riders found the bodies of 14-year-old Lyric Woods and 18-year-old Devin Clark near a gravel road beneath a power line easement in Orange County on September 18th. President Biden stunned viewers of a Hurricane Ian recovery briefing Wednesday by saying into a hot mic that no one F's without Biden. The 79-year-old president made the unexpected vulgar remark about family loyalty to Fort Myers Mayor Ray Murphy after taking several questions from reporters. And Gisele Bündchen was spotted without her wedding ring on the same day. Page Six exclusively revealed that both she and husband Tom Brady hired divorce lawyers. Photos show the Brazilian supermodel out without her wedding ring. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
London joins us. Her book is called Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much, Dr. London, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about stereotypes. What drove you to write this book?
Well, it was a eureka moment for me. I had lived in the United States for about 4 years and had quite gotten used to and was utterly spoiled by the specific appurtenance of hot and cold water, which I could blend to my desired temperature for showers and baths. What a guilty pleasure. And then I returned to my country of birth, which is Guyana, for a visit. When I stepped into the shower, I shrieked and realized that the water was cold. Yes, it was the same temperature it had always been throughout my years of growing up, but my altered recent experience in the United States had pampered me and changed my perception of what should be commonplace. And it was in that moment that I understood why the missionaries from the United States who visited our home from time to time, my dad having been a pastor, those missionaries, I thought, only liked to rely on cosmetics. So from my enlightened perspective, then, I understood that my misconception of them was a product of my lack of exposure. Stereotypes generally say more about us than they do about the people who are being stereotyped. And it was the aftermath of this revelation, this insight, this flash, this profound realization, compounded with my heightened alertness as I began to travel to various countries, and to observe how different people respond to situations or interact with others or make assumptions or use varying tones during discussions. It was after all of these observations and focused alertness that I embarked upon the nature of stereotypes, hence the genesis of this book.
So let's talk about the book. And as you say, you really named it well, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. So what will we learn in your book?
Well, really, the book comes out at an auspicious moment when our society is fraught with disaster and strife. It crafts the tool whereby we can understand the origins, mechanisms, and functions of stereotypes. It explains how stereotypes are formed and that in reality, they start off with noble intentions for our survival and safety. And then they devolve into complex social issues. It explains why we need stereotypes, and it examines the important roles of culture, philosophy, and our entire Welt and Schauung as a whole in interpreting everything around us and how they affect and influence the choices we make and our perceptions regarding food or physical appearance or colorism, racism, whether it be intraracial or interracial, gender roles, work, school, relationships, ageism, intelligence. Stereotypes are foregone conclusions. They pigeonhole people. They label. They profile. They categorize. They box in people. They are pervasive. They are endemic. They are ubiquitous. And that's why this book equips us with requisite strategies to help alleviate our feelings of guilt and its attendant shame, of blaming, scapegoating. And these problematic shards or splinters of stereotyping fall away as we shift to a place of accountability. And we can feel like, you know what? I can do something about this. And so the book opens our eyes to this enlightenment.
Wow. And for you, I mean, you've traveled extensively. You've seen it. You mentioned it where you had that eureka moment when you knew you had to do this book. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? And I think you're saying it.
Thank you. Well, we all contribute in subtle, conscious and unconscious ways to the dilemmas, the atrocities, the discomfort, marginalizations, microaggressions, brutality, barbarity, inhumanity, injustice. And all of these are created by stereotypes. We subscribe to beliefs and practices in our everyday lives because eventually the stereotypes to which we subscribe, we cannot say this too much, say more about us than they do about the people to whom they are targeted. But we need not hang our heads in shame. The book heightens our awareness as we look in the mirror to work on ourselves, to challenge ourselves, to introspect, to self-examine, to sentinel ourselves and our actions, to reflect, and then to begin to improve our daily interactions as individuals and as a society, to enhance our worldview and to become more vigilant as we use this roadmap towards heightened awareness and awakening to dig deeper within ourselves in order to live more nobly, more honestly, more peaceably, so that we can contribute to a more harmonious world.
Wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, what a great goal for this book. One of the things that you talk about in the book is you talk about the inherent dangers of stereotype formation. And that's part of, as you mentioned, where we are. That's part of the problem that we see day in and day out, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes,
and
there are dangers in that as we form them, because they are so quickly made. We make quick observations, and in that speedy making of these stereotypes, dangers are lurking everywhere.
That's right, because the instant judgment and not really knowing a person. So what happens? It kind of, and you say it. You say this book examines how stereotypes barge their way into our consciousness and affect our interactions in society. And you talk about that you know, this book communicates some observations you've made about life, and it challenges people to dig deeper within ourselves to live more nobly, more honestly, and look at the dynamics, of course, of stereotypes. Once you put this book together and put it out there, how did that feel to you? Which, by the way, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. How did that feel
to you? You know what? I feel unburdened because I feel like finally it's out, because this book has been in the making for actually several years, you know, and I'm glad that it's finally out, and I'm happy that people can access it, and I honestly hope that everybody will just get a copy, because this is something for all of us. It is not just for one person, and nobody needs to feel guilty about anything, because we're equally involved, all of us.
I like that. We're equally involved. And, you know, again, how you started, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. And empathy now more than ever, don't you think that is so vital?
It is so vital today. You know, we need to push guilt away and just pull empathy in. Pull in empathy, because, you know, it is understanding ourselves. When we love ourselves and we understand ourselves, we will understand all the people all the more. So it starts with us. It's a personal journey, actually, for each of us. And nobody has arrived there as yet.
Yeah. And I like, too, what you do in the book where you include well-known stereotypes, right? And one of them you put in there, well, I just laughed out loud, women can't parallel park as well as men.
Well, you know, stereotypes do not arise, are not born in a vacuum. You know, we observe things, and I may know some people even who do not parallel park, who happen to be women. Possibly myself. Who knows?
I like that. Possibly myself. And then for all my British friends listening, you say British, and this is another stereotype, British people are incredibly polite, reserved, and well-mannered.
Right.
Oh, I know some that would break that mold.
Oh, yes. Again, you know. So that's just what's so wrong about this whole thing. You know, we make quick judgments. And yes, some people are polite. And yes, some women cannot parallel park. But does that mean all of them? No. And that's where we have to make allowances for individuality, which is what we don't do when we stereotype.
Yes, absolutely. What a delight to have you on again, Dr. London. Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much. Pick up the book. It's a game changer. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Do you have
of those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
That I never experienced, but I've heard some real horror stories. And then I know, like my cousin, for example, met his wife, my cousin John, in Chicago on an internet dating site, and that was really a great experience for him. In our virtual green room, Shelby Wagner, she's written a book called Learning to Dance in the Rain, Surviving Grief, Internet Dating, and Romance Scams. And wow, we talked off the air, and I'm telling you, the hair on my arm stood up when she told me some of the stories, and the statistics are kind of frightening. Shelby, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So you wrote this book because of an experience that you had. Tell us what happened to you.
Well, I was forewarned. My daughter and son, they did not want me to do internet dating because they thought I'd get scammed. And they were right. When I first signed up for internet dating, all of a sudden my inbox filled up with probably 10, 15 messages from supposedly men. You don't know on the internet who you're talking to, but then that's part of the problem. But anyway, later on I found out, I think every one of them was a scammer. And I found out because they eventually got around to asking for money. But they also exhibited some of the other red flags that I didn't know at the time. And learned through my experience. I did thwart a lot of the asks for money, but at the one time this man, he played on my Christian ethics of helping someone who was really in trouble. And his trouble was he was in China, and his money had all been stolen on the street, and his passport had been confiscated already by the police because of an incident that had happened that wasn't his fault. And I knew, I just knew inside, yeah, this is a scam, but can I let this man die from starvation? He was starving. So I ended up sending him some money. I did not send him what he asked for because I could not afford it, but I sent him some, and then later it wasn't enough. Almost immediately, he contacted me again and wanted me, you know, wanted more. But it was, I did not anybody, I did not want anybody to ever know that I had given money, especially. I didn't want my two kids to know that since they had predicted it would happen. But things get out of control sometimes, and they found out, my daughter did, and we went to the police, the state police, and reported it, and they said, well, yes, you have been scammed. Not much we can do about it. You won't ever get your money back, and they were right, I wasn't. About a year later, I discovered that romance scams, $145 million had been given by only 15,000 people that reported they had been scammed. And I thought, I wonder what could I do to help maybe solve this problem and keep these people from losing their money like I did. And so I started writing the book. And the last half of my book is dealing with internet dating, which I really advocate the internet dating. I did go on to meet my have a relationship with my friend Bill, and we can talk about that later. But right now, 2018, I published my first book in a condensed version, and instead of having the odds go down, they went up. And in 2019, romance scams became the costliest of all scams ever reported to the Federal Trade Commission. And so, of course, 2020 with the COVID quarantines, it became even worse. And over the past 5 years, they now say that over $1 billion has been lost by singles and seniors, pretty much like me, who can't afford it, giving away money. I've heard people, the average, I think, is a couple thousand dollars.
Wow.
But I've heard people as much as give $200,000. One man in Seattle, I believe, donated $200,000 to a charity, he thought.
Wow.
Only to
wow.
find out that the charity didn't exist and the woman that was conning.
Yeah.
Making
yeah.
out like a bandit. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about this in the book, Learning to Dance in the Rain 2, by the way, Surviving Grief, Internet Dating, and Romance Scams. We're talking with Shelby Wagner. You can get her book on Amazon. One of the things you talk about is how do you safely and successfully navigate senior dating, including internet dating. So how do you do that?
Well, in my book, I have a whole chapter on red flags, and just about I have about 38 of them. And almost 100% they prove to be signals of a scammer. The most, you know for sure when they ask for money because, or anything similar to money like a gift card or maybe they'll ask for your bank information so that they can send you, they want to send their money to you and then you send it to them. And I keep thinking, why on earth would they want to do that? I mean, they can do it themselves online, it seems to me. But anyways, a lot of people fall for that. Once you've given them your bank information, you might as well have just handed over your money, you know.
Yeah.
But, But internet dating itself, I think, is a wonderful thing. I was out in the country. I had moved from Tennessee to Michigan, and I had no way of meeting anybody, you know, seriously. I did date a couple of guys I met at a single stance, and that was fun. But, gee, talking to these people online, I don't know, it's easier to talk online when you have a little, you know, privacy than it is when you're one-to-one facing them and you have to think on the spot. You know, when you're texting or writing emails, you get a chance to think about what you're going to say, and that helps a lot there.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. We want to make sure that we say this because you said, you know, you didn't know anyone, you had some success, and we don't have a lot of time left, but tell us about your relationship. Tell us about Bill.
Well, I got scammed about 3 months after I had signed up for it, but I was still very vulnerable because I was 8 months out from grieving. I had lost my mother, so I was grieving for her. And then I sold my house in Tennessee, which my husband and I had built together and designed and so on. And so I was very, and then I found out I was sick. I had strep throat. And so that was a real bad time for me. Anyway, when all that happened, I thought, ah, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is awful, you know. And I, my daughter, she, I was living with her, so she banned me from the internet for 2 weeks. I couldn't use it.
There you go.
And so finally I went back on. I had thought in the beginning, how long will it take me to find somebody? You know, and I thought, a couple months, maybe 6 months. But, and I found some guys I really liked. I dated about 50 guys in that first 2 years. But about a year, let's see, about almost 2 years into the project, I spotted this fellow's profile on the internet, lived in Indianapolis, which is 3 hours south of me. And I just thought, and I went on. I said, no, I didn't think I wanted. He didn't quite fit my profile. He had long hair for one thing, and he didn't want to get married for another, and a few other things that were in his profile, but there was something about him. So I just wrote hello and sent it, and he right away says, I don't dance. And my pen name was Loves to Dance, because I just really do love to dance. And I wrote back, well, dancing isn't everything. So we had a fun chat. That was in October. And then when I came back from being out with friends, about midnight, I went online to see if he was on there. And his profile was gone. So I was, okay, I really like this guy. Talking to him, and now he's not even on here anymore. So, well, I was disappointed, but I, you know, went on with my life. Well, then 6 months later, or so, in May, I guess it was, his profile was back online again. And so I just wrote, welcome back. And we started talking, and, well, I don't know, it took a year, but finally he decided, yeah, I guess I do want a relationship, so... we've been together. He came to visit me just before the quarantines, and he never left.
Wow, I like that story. It worked out. It worked out.
Yeah.
So your book is great. It shows you it works out in the end, and you've got the red flags. I love that. The people can read about that, the ways to look to be safe and careful and how to spot the scammer before you lose your shirt, uh-huh. You lose your money, all that stuff, and assess things and create a plan of action. It's all in your book. Learning to Dance in the Rain 2, Surviving Grief, Internet Dating and Romance Scams. It is really a clever book. Shelby Wagner, it's on Amazon. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, thank you. And I have a YouTube channel now that my friend Bill and I are going to work together on some of these topics, because he's experienced almost everything that I have, but he has a male view, you know, point. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be really good.
Great. So look for that too. Thanks, Shelby.
Thank you, Kate, and very much.
Yep. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.